Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I wanted to tell everyone I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, and it's coming right up from July 1st to the 8th. 2020, and again from August 27 to September 3rd. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet Adam and the people of Talos as well in the hollow earth. We also experience many, many miracle healings. My eyesight, for example, last September was restored to perfectly clear 2010 eyesight last year after Adama gave me a healing. Others have been healed of other things. And I hope you can go. The cost is just $200. And if you'd like to go, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Beginning tomorrow, June 20th, 2020, at 10 a.m., I'll be starting Pacific time. You can listen to my new show online at BBS Radio. Simply go to www.BBS Radio, that's boyboysamradio.com, and just click the live stream button using the purple circle on that website. The new website also is going to be, just for that show only, is bbsradio.com/out of this world radio. My first hour will be channeling, I'll be giving channeling messages from seven different U.S. presidents on our beautiful, bright future, followed by Simon Parks during the second hour. So I hope you can listen. If you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March of this year, the entire conference is available on Crowdcast for just $50 online. And if you'd like to listen to it, just go to www.galacticwisdomconference.com and click on it. I want to thank the many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Louise in Bellevue, Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, Dan and Ursula in Switzerland, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, Tom Palladino, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. I'm giving free promotional advertising to all businesses affected by everything that's been going around this year. And if you'd like some free promotions, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, and of course, Eric at KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides, and if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I've also extended my special, and the cost for a full-time 1 hour for a full 1 hour reading is just $50. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta very soon, in a couple of weeks. And the amazing thing about Shasta now is that Shasta should be in the fifth dimension. That's what I'm told by in about 2 weeks when we're there. We should be in the fifth dimension when we are there. When you are in the fifth dimension, you communicate telepathically. All the colors are much brighter. You feel much lighter. There is a physicality in the fifth dimension, but you won't need to eat as much because you live off prana, the natural energy of the earth. When we've been there before, we've seen lots of UFOs flying around. And actually, Admiral Halosaurus, the Pleiadian commander of the 2 million Pleiadian ships now circling the Earth, visited us in July of last year while we were there. So it should be an amazing place, and I hope you can come. I was planning on going to Peru last month, but that's been postponed now to tentatively to October. And if you're interested in going that, please send me an email. With me with the program today, I feel very special to have Michiko Hayashi, of course, of the Emoto Peace Project, and she was with me during the last hour. We talked about the conference, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Peace and Light conference as well. Michi, could you give us a little bit about your presentation at the Peace and Light conference you'll be doing tomorrow?
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me again here.
Sure, of course.
Yes, for this conference, this is such a beautiful, wonderful conference that I just love being there, being part of this conference, and I'm so grateful. This conference is called Conferencia Mundial de la Paz y de la Luz. Conference Mundial de la Paz y de la Luz is what how they write. But there are more than 50 presenters, scientists, and spiritual people, or coaching, and all the kinds of different kinds of people, and they're just giving the beautiful presentations. And I will be giving my presentation on Sunday, and that's 8:30, starting at 8:30 New York time, and in the West Coast, what time would it be?
There's a 3-hour time difference, so if it's
5:30.
It's early.
It's a little early. But New York time, it will be 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, and that will be Canal A. And I will be using my PowerPoint presentation to show many different kinds of water crystals and how water has memory, how we are water, how water is really deeply connected with our consciousness and thoughts and words that we use. So, and we can actually bring good health or abundance or happiness, anything you want in your life. It's just by our thoughts. And the most important thing is love and gratitude. And that's the message that water has been giving us. So I was there at this conference. This conference actually started, the very first one started in 2015. And my good friend in Chile introduced me, and I was able to go there in 2016 as a first presenter. And at that time, I went with you, Ted, right? In 2016, in Punta Cana, in Republica Dominicana. And so then we went in 2017 also, and the organizers there are just most beautiful people with most beautiful heart that who are sharing, who are accepting, and to they know that the world is a peaceful and beautiful place, and we have forgotten so many things. So they're bringing all these beautiful memories back with the different presenters. And Dr. Fernandez, Luis Fernandez, is such a wonderful person, and he has amazing knowledge about anthropology, about UFOs, about spirituality, about math, and everything. And still, I really admire him because he's such a humble person. And at the end, I remember in 2017, he was giving his presentation in Spanish, but he was saying that the vibration of the people or spirituality is getting higher and higher, and eventually people will be communicating telepathically, he said.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah, and he said, I remember that. He said, before we start to communicate telepathically, our voice will become lower and lower and quieter and quieter. And that way we will be losing the language, and then we will be just communicating with everyone telepathically. And that was so fascinating to me.
Well, he's an amazing man, and I can't say enough good things about Dr. Fernandez. He has these conferences every year now. I think this is, what, the fifth year now? What's the fifth year?
This is the sixth year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this year, it was going to be held in beautiful Tijuana, Mexico, but because of this situation of COVID, it will be online. And this is wonderful because everyone all around the world can join and watch. It doesn't matter where they are. They can be watching from home. And it's a beautiful opportunity. So I really strongly recommend that people just join and watch all the different presenters. It will be on the very Starting today, I think. No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And tomorrow starting. No, Friday, 19th,
Friday, today,
20th,
absolutely.
And 21st. Yeah, so they can watch, and that's going to be in Spanish at the beginning, but Ted, you will be speaking in English too.
That's right.
And there will be translator.
That's right. And also, this program actually will be part of the conference as well. It'll be transmitted throughout Central and South America, as well as around the world as well. So, anyway, I'm so appreciate this wonderful conference they're doing. The website, for those of you interested in more information, is https://pax/looksmonday.com. PaxLooksMonday.com, and I'll spell that for everybody. It's P as in Paul, A-X, and then L as in Larry, U-X, and then M as in Mary, U-N as in Nancy, D-I. PAX Looks Monday, which means Peace Light World .com. And there's like over 50 or 60 different speakers there, and it's hard to get. You know, sometimes it's hard to get everything from one speaker in 1 hour on my show, and let alone 50 people, more than 50 people, talking about their conference in a few minutes. But I urge you to please visit their website. They're beautiful people. They have such wonderful messages. And I hope next year that things will allow them to do a physical conference. I'm sure. Next year.
I'm sure it will happen. Yeah. So this year, it's a really beautiful, wonderful opportunity who cannot come all the way to participate physically in everyone around the world. It doesn't matter where we are, we can watch. And I'm actually in Tokyo, and I can still watch everyone giving the presentations, and I'm so fortunate, and everyone can do that. It's a wonderful opportunity. I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what will you be talking about tomorrow during your presentation?
I will be talking about message from water, how we can heal ourselves, and how we can bring our happiness into our life. And that's a message from water. I will be showing how the law of attraction, law of vibration, all that, and show the different water crystals and how water is showing how when we are positive and negative, and we want to be positive, and that's what the universe is resonating with us, and thus that's what we are bringing into our life. And so many people are usually, everyone wants to be healthy and happy, but what happens is we were taught when we were so small or baby not to do this, and this is dangerous, and there are so many negative words and negative things. So a lot of times we forget how we can live positively, and instead we get angry, or we complain, or we just do think things negatively or not positively. So we just switch the way we think, the way we feel. Whenever we observe our emotions or our habits or our words, then we start to switch those negative words or emotions into change, transform that into positive emotions and words, and start looking at things from different angles so that we will know the entire whole thing instead of seeing from one angle. So that's the thing that I will be just talking and sharing with people tomorrow.
Oh, great. Well, I'll be giving a presentation too, beginning at 7 a.m. Pacific time or 10 a.m. Eastern time. And I wanted to also tell people, too, that even though it's early here on the West Coast, in London, it's something like 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So people in Europe, you know, you're awake. And so you won't be, you know, you won't be totally asleep when you're listening to it. Tomorrow I'll be giving a presentation, I think it's 7 a.m. Pacific time or 10 a.m. Eastern time. And I'll be teaching people how to talk to the angels, how to talk to the other side, as well as time travel, too, and giving some updated messages from from people like Albert Einstein and Nostradamus and President Kennedy on our beautiful, bright future. I did do a segment last Sunday night with Richard Syrett, my friend on Zoomer Radio in Toronto, Canada, on time travel. It was a fun segment, and I taught people how to do it. If you want to listen to that, please go to www.zoomerradio.ca, and you can listen to that. That was on AM 740 in the Toronto area last Sunday night. But I'll be updating that and giving a presentation as well. So for people interested in time travel and talking to angels on the other side, and if I'll be giving some good examples of that tomorrow, and it'll be broadcast in English but with Spanish translations, so that if Spanish is your native language, you'll be able to understand, or English as well. I know that also they've got a French crew working on the videos for the conference. I don't know if
Really global thing. I mean, Everyone is helping, just doing, this is the big team, from global team. People are working from Paris, France, and people are working from Guatemala, Central America. People are working from all around the world. And it's really amazing. This team is an amazing team. And people who are participating and watching this, they have opportunities to ask you questions, right, Ted? And ask me questions toward the end of our presentations.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right? There's a chat room.
Yes.
You can ask questions, and people are also welcome to ask me questions, you know, by email too, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And we're still trying to reach Jason up in beautiful Vancouver. I got a text saying he was busy at work, but I know we'll get a hold of him when he's free.
Okay.
In the meantime, I want you to stay on, Mitchie, because I'd like to talk a little bit about Shasta, because you've been there too before.
Yeah. Ted, could I please give my website and also my email if they want to contact me? Thank you. My website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. This Emoto Peace Project is one word, emotopeaceproject.net. And my email is hayashi@hado.com. hayashi@hado.com.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, just stay on, because we're going to talk about Shasta now too, because you've been there. And you can talk about. Now, when we go there, it's always fun. And there's two times. I'll be going back July 1st to the 8th, and then again from August 27th and to September 3rd. It's just $200 per person. If you're interested in coming, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Jason channels Adama, who's the priest of the spiritual leader of Telos underneath Mount Shasta. So whenever he gets on, that would be great today. And if he can't come on, we got plenty to talk about. Now, you were there a couple of years ago, and I remember the story you told me. But tell everybody about the story that you were taking a walk through the woods at Shasta. And you looked over and tell everybody what you saw. Tell us exactly what happened.
Okay, there's on the campsite, there's just one place where we can use the bathroom. It's a kind of hut, you know, the cabin where the toilet.
Sure.
And
outhouse. Uh-huh.
In the morning, I wanted to go use the bathroom, so I was walking in the forest, kind of sleepy, and toward. Then I felt something. It's a huge person in Sasquatch walking toward me. And at the beginning, I did not notice who it was, what it was. Then I noticed it was a Sasquatch. So I looked at him. I thought, oh my gosh, that's Sasquatch. And I look at him. And then, boom, he disappeared because I paid attention to him. I knew, or I felt there was him walking toward my direction, and he did not, probably he was there, appeared because I was not paying attention to him. I was kind of, so I did not scare him. Probably I scared him.
was he going to use the outhouse after you?
I don't know. That's something that I have to ask.
He was waiting for you to leave, and you walked out. And so therefore you had left. He said, okay, my turn.
What it was. It was really, last year in July when I was there with you and everyone, that was an amazing experience. It was one of the most amazing. Our friend took a footprint of Sasquatch when were having barbecue when they were sitting in the campsite, and she saw Sasquatch sitting with them.
On a chair. And the Sasquatch prints, you could see the footprints in the
footprint. Yeah, I have that picture with me too. Yeah.
Okay.
You can really see that huge footprint.
And you can
compare. Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, mm-hmm. I want to thank Eric's a wonderful producer. I think he's able to, Jason just called in. We'll see if we can read. Mitchie, stay on, okay? You can join us on this segment. It's kind of fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you there?
Hi, Ted.
Hey, Jason. How you doing there?
I'm well. Yourself?
Good. Really good. Thank you so much for joining
Hi,
us.
Hi, Jason.
Mitchie's on the line, too. So.
Hi, Jason. It's so good to see and talk to you here. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
So good to hear you.
Well, Jason, you had a miracle healing at Mount Shasta too. Was that last year or the year before when they healed your eyesight?
I had it twice. First one was the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was more of a deeper cleansing. That was like a week long healing.
Mm-hmm.
And
wonderful.
It was so amazing. There's nothing better than waking up and experiencing that. There's no words that can describe it.
Wow. I know that they healed my eyesight. Last year, the year before, and then they also, I think they gave me a new heart last year. Yeah, I think they gave me a new heart too. So I'm almost built for another 1,000 years. I think good to go for for a lot longer to go. So, the funny thing is, Jason, you've got to tell us this story. You were in contact with the Sasquatch too, and they've been in contact with you up in Vancouver, haven't they? Tell us about that instance you had with your car and the sticks and everything.
Oh yeah, it was after I was finished with the working at the office, but it was a rainy night, so I just kind of wanted to get in the car and go, right, because it's raining outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come up to it, and yeah, there's a stick leaned against the passenger side of the car.
Uh-huh.
And then there's it's like some kind of sticky substance. It was put on very nicely. And then there was a bunch of sticks on the ground beside it, but done in a way that looked like somebody placed it there for a specific purpose. And I didn't really take a picture because I was kind of like wanting to go home. So I just, oh, what's this stuff? And I just kind of took it off.
Uh-huh.
Not realizing what it was at first. And then I think it was when I talked to you, and then you found out that was from the Sasquatch.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. That's amazing. So they word travels fast then. When you drove back to your home in Vancouver after the Shasta trip, did you notice any guests sitting in the back of your car? The Sasquatch there joining you on the trip back home? And did they have a passport to get into Canada?
No, I didn't see anything, but... so that was the first one.
Okay. Yeah, they like that joke. They liked that joke. Yeah, they did like that joke. Okay. Well, they're in another dimension. They're in the fourth or fifth dimension. That's why you can't visibly see them from the third dimension, but they are there and they do show themselves. And I've been told, Jason, that they actually go between this dimension and the other dimensions too. That's why they flip in and out of your eyesight.
Right.
You know. Anyway, have you felt them around your home up there, where you live as well?
I have, because they left. It was another day. It was a cooler morning. So I walk outside and there's this picture of their face that they drew on the driver's side window.
Oh, how funny! How funny!
It wasn't like a finger. It was like they had like a nail that they were able to, draw it, and it looked exactly like their face.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I got a message now too. You know, I'm a psychic, that they're there with you now. They're listening to the radio show, so they're very conscious of what you're doing. Funny. Yeah, that's funny. Well, I know you channel Adama too, and it's always fun to talk to you, because you bring in Adama and you always have nice messages from Adama. Are there any messages today from Adama on our beautiful, bright future?
Yes, nothing will keep us away from bringing the transmission through.
Okay. Okay. I missed part of what you said. What did you say? I missed half.
I said nothing will keep us away from getting this transmission through.
Okay. Okay. Good.
We had a little bit of a hiccup, but we made it through, so.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Well, I know we're all meant to create a much better and happier planet, and you have to keep a positive attitude. It's always important. And that's something, too, Mitchie, that don't mind me asking you this question. That's what you talk about, too, right? I mean, your work as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Tell us positive. Tell us a little bit about that briefly, and then I'll go back to Jason.
About message from water.
Well, about having a positive attitude and message from water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, positive. Well, what happens is we really want to understand that water is the conductor of all the energy. And when we are, our thoughts, our consciousness, and our words, and our emotions are all energy, vibration, frequency. And when they are really low, the energy is very low, and it's really negative. But when we are, our consciousness, our emotions are really high, or words are very positive, and the emotions are very positive and loving and kind and sharing and respectful, then the vibration becomes very high. And when we are in high vibration, then our life becomes really much better, because we are the universe is resonating with that vibration.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
So that whatever we think and however we are feeling, if I'm feeling happy and being kind, then that's what is resonating with the universe, and then it comes back to me and because I'm the energetic being. So my energy affects all around me and Mother Earth also. So everything is good when we are in high vibration. It's nothing. Low vibration can not come into the high vibration, because it's just like when we turn on the light in the darkness will be all gone.
Right.
The light is there. It's just that easy. It's switching on. Positive thinking, positive emotion, positive. So it's just a choice. If we learn how to choose positive things or change from negative to positive, then our direction of life goes to that direction. I always say in my presentation, we are creating I am creating or growing my own tree of life. Do I want, by choosing my words, my emotion, whether it's negative or positive? And if it's negative,
then the tree of my life will be the negative and kind of sad and poor tree. But when I choose positive words and thinking and emotions and actions, of course, then my tree will be really positive and powerful and abundance and happy and really healthy tree. So sure. Over the years, I mean, there will be it will be a completely different tree. And which tree would you like to grow?
Sure, sure,
is something, sure. You know,
yeah,
that's what I say.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And Jason and Mitya, I have an important psychic message as well. My guides just said, because you attract what your vibrations are. And they said, birds of a feather flock together. So anyway, mm-hmm. That's what I've heard anyway. But anyway, Jason, do you have any messages from the Sasquatch today? Just curious if they're available.
Good day, beloved beings. It is I, Adama. We will step in first.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Shall we jump in? Let's go.
Yes.
There's so much going on in this world. There's so much going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. What humanity is witnessing in the outside is not all that it seems. What needs to go within your heart to see what resonates? Mm. First thing people can do, stop watching the news.
Mm.
Anything that's negative. Yes, observe. Yes, be aware. But one does not have to always engage with it.
True.
Mm-hmm. There's something going on that does not make sense. Ask oneself within the heart. The heart will never lie to oneself. What is going on? Who is benefiting from what's going on in the outside? Then the answer will come through. Another thing humanity can do is stop reacting to all the noise that's out there. Again, both in one heart. Step back. Assess the feelings of that energy. And if it's anything about confusion or even hatred or anything mm-hmm. that brings one down and doesn't resonate, let it go.
Sure.
That's someone else's belief, truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're all beings who watch the same event will have a different truth. Based on their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Respect another's belief and truth as theirs, and when you feel into it, if anything's off, you know it's not your truth. But it doesn't mean one has to argue or fight. See whose truth is better. Mm-hmm. There is none. All truth is there.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends what one resonates with, what mm-hmm. one tunes into.
Sure.
There's no need for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
If someone realizes that, they can relax, step back.
Mm-hmm.
But know within their heart what's their truth, what's one own truth. And stick with that, with confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They also realize that truth changes, is fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And one raises their consciousness and expands. The truth changes.
Sure.
Now someone has seen it from a more expanded perspective. And also realize that there's a divine plan that's playing out.
Mm-hmm.
All else, go within and trust the divine plan. It is working beautifully if one mm-hmm. can see it and hear it. When the old structures collapse or go away, there's going to be some beings that scream, some beings that don't react well, especially if they're attached to the old system. the key is that the old needs to collapse before the new can come in. So be detached from the old and let it be. Welcome the new. Welcome the change. The change is happening. We might be able to not see it all right away, but it's there. Everything comes through energetically before it manifests in the physical. Continue doing what all needs to do, whether it's clearing the energies, send out love and gratitude, and doing anything that brings one to a higher vibration. Continue doing that. Do not falter. Humanity is almost there. That was with anything. There's going to be a few painful moments as humanity pushes through to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Continue having faith in the plan. For if there's not divine intervention, no one will still be here on the earth.
It's true.
And also realize that all beings, even though they're collectively manifesting this reality, are all on their own path.
Hmm.
No two beings go the exact same way. Allow that. Accept it. Even with one's own family unit. If one's going to expand their consciousness and the other or others are not, there's going to be a split happening. For beings with different levels of consciousness will not be co-creating together in the same timeline. Accept it and allow it to unfold the way it needs to. There's no need to push anything. No need to force anything. Just allow it to happen. If you're in your heart is right, just allow it. We're all creating our own reality, whether we know it or not. It's not for someone else to tell another being what their path should be. Only each being knows where they need to go. Also, stop looking at one's skin color or gender or age. See the commonality. We are all eternal spiritual beings.
That's true.
That is the oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Physical body is only meant for the eternal spiritual being to have an experience. That is it.
Right.
There's no need to fall into that.
Mm-hmm.
Just being played out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you need to go within your heart. You witness something and ask, is this my truth or not? Or is there an agenda being played out? And get your answer. You'll know what to do. You need to disengage from the negativity. Doesn't mean one doesn't continue to clear energy. That is totally different. But one doesn't need to always engage with it, to be sucked into it. All I need to do is observe. I am repeating this because it's so important. Being within one heart and observe.
Mm-hmm.
Be neutral. For in the space of neutrality, one can respond instead of reacting. No all beings will choose where they want to go. Some will engage with it, some will not. There will be different timelines where beings are going. Remember, all is in divine order. And all beings will experience what they need to do and go where they need to go. Also, humanity can put forth what they want the future to be in the now. Send out those requests, what you want to see, whether it's peace, love, individual freedom, prosperity, abundance for all, whatever it is. Continue sending it out. the universe will hear you. I mean, not manifest right away.
Mm-hmm.
But it will. Let it be. Vibrate at that frequency to allow it. Do not put time on anything. The universe does not work at like 5 p.m. on a certain date that will happen. It's all in divine order. Everything that happens, happens for a reason. And by not putting a date on something, you allow the flow to continue. Continue being in peace. We're only in peace and when evolve. And when one sees what's going on, what's being played, what's playing out, one can step back, not be a part of that. All the beings, all the light forces are assistant. Everyone is playing a role in this. Doesn't matter how small, doesn't matter how big, everyone is playing a role. Shall I go on?
Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left. Go right ahead.
One can go out into nature. One is feeling stressed or unbalanced. For in nature, one will become balanced. Observe what's going on. Observe what you hear. Maybe it's the increase in the birds chirping, talking away. Take pictures. Let the other side come through. Allow it. Ask for it. And they'll show up. Elementals, the nature realm, will show up in your photos. The ones that have the eyes to see. And the ones that are open to it. Stand firm with one's boundaries. Not everyone will agree with one's action. Especially the difference in level of consciousness. Let that be. But also stand firm. Do not allow others to push oneself around. One can do it peacefully. It's all how one responds. Just know that there is a tremendous amount of energy pouring into Gaia and around. Take a moment to feel that energy. Allow it in. Don't always be, how we say, doing everything. Take a break. Relax. Come into your centeredness. For one's able to breathe and relax, one is more in the flow. By being in a relaxed state, body can actually heal. So when one's stressed out and busy doing things, body does not have a chance to heal itself. For all beings can heal themselves. One does not need something else to heal themselves once they understand that everyone is eternal spiritual beings, the same powers and abilities as Source, which some people call God. Realize that within your beingness, that the process will not happen overnight. As one embodies more the truth, becomes them. Also, Man, you need to stop judging others. To judge oneself, one also will be judged. Everyone is here for a different purpose. Each soul has a mission, what it wants to experience. Let everyone experience what they need to experience. Even though it may be challenging, you see somebody suffering. Remember, everyone brings it on themselves if they're not willing to look inside and clear. There's more going on the soul than on the surface. If one is to be a part of it, one will feel in their heart one should engage. One could also send love and gratitude to someone. You do not need to see them face to face. One can just send it out, either a specific being or to all. Send it out. We'll travel around the globe before you know it. And it'll pass through everything before it gets to its intended destination. Now is not the moment to let go, to stop doing what everyone's doing. To stand firm and continue doing the light work that needs to be done. All will know what that is when they go within their heart. For no two beings will have the exact same mission. And in those light worker groups, accept that. Each being is here for a different purpose. Allow it to come through. Work as a cohesive group, because as a group, one's stronger. Only when one's divided or separated or fighting with each other, the one lets go of their strength and becomes weaker. So unite as one. Stand firm as a group. That's what the others fear. They fear humanity comes together as a group and projecting what they want, not what they're told, but what each one wants. Unite what the group can agree on. There's going to be differences. Let those go. Focus on what unites a group. As together, all will push through to where they need to go. Okay, Adama's left.
Thank you, Adama, so much for those words of wisdom. We really appreciate it. And Jason, I appreciate you so much as well for sharing your sharing you as well for this all this wonderful knowledge. Wonderful. Mitchie, do you have any comments on that?
Oh, thank you so much, Jason, for delivering that beautiful, beautiful message. I always enjoy hearing what Adama says, and it's really, he gives such an important message to everyone. I mean, we are one. We just have to remember that we should not be judging anyone, anything, because we are one. We're part of this earth, this universe, and everything, everyone is different, and because there's a reason, and because if we call it God or source, whatever we, however we call it, but God created everything in the way we are, everything they are, because he wants them to be the way they are, the way we are. So what we, and together we're creating, we're forming this earth, and so we should be respecting. We should be happy. We should be accepting, and unite. We should be uniting instead of judging or saying anything negative. But know that I am one of them.
I am together with them, and I am together creating this, a part of this earth, part of this universe. And the universe is love, and this earth is love, God is love, we are love. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I wanted to say. And thank you so much, Jason, for the beautiful message.
It was a pleasure.
Adama's happy, and so are the Sasquatch. I see them smiling.
Oh, that's nice.
The Sasquatch are funny, Jason. They said, don't be surprised if you see some more sticks on your car at your home this weekend or next week. And they said, this time, you know, don't throw away the sticks. Those are special gifts for you. You know, they're presents. So don't throw them away. They're little presents for you. They're special spiritual sticks for you, Jason. So don't throw them away.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah, now that I'm aware.
You know, they go out in the forest and they spend a lot of time looking just for the right stick for you.
And
then when you put it out in the forest thinking they're not valuable, then that, you know, you've got to, you know, anyway, now that you know, I know that, you know, take some pictures of them anyway, maybe make a little spiritual place at your home with the Sasquatch sticks. And I think
that's a good idea.
They'd really like that, Jason. So, anyway, my friend, before we end this hour, I wanted to thank Puget Sound Computer in Olympia, Washington. Their address is 6715 Martin Way East, Suite C. They're the ones who recently upgraded my computer, and my goodness, they did a fantastic job, and they even gave me a discount, and I can't say enough good things about them. Their phone number, if you need help and you need some computer repair, please call them at 360-412, that's 1909, that's 360-412-1909. And Mitchie, could you give out your website again so people could learn more about your beautiful work?
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's www.emoto, spelled E-M-O-T-O, E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. Emoto, right. peaceproject.net.
Right, great.
Thank you.
And also, I want to mention again the wonderful conference going on this weekend. Both Mitchie and I will be giving presentations. That's www.paxlooksmonday. Monday. I hope that I pronounced that correctly. And then tomorrow morning in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's an online program. I'll be starting off at 10 a.m. from 10 a.m. Pacific time to 12 noon on www.bbsradio.com. That's boyboysamradio.com. And if you go to that website tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, you just click on the live stream purple circle on that website. You can listen to me online. And anyway, I want to thank Jason and Mitchie so much for coming on today. It was a beautiful show. I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend. And Jason, any last messages? We got about 2 minutes left.
Stay in one's heart and okay. Be open to the changes that are coming through.
Okay. And also, I think it helps to think positive and and know that we have angels helping us, and things we have a bright future ahead of us. So just to keep all those things in mind is to help people out. And anyway, Jason, the Sasquatch is thanking you for bringing their messages in today, and Adama's saying hi too. So I know they're all here listening to the program. So anyway, and I also, Dr. Emoto's here as well, Mitchie. So that's good.
Oh, thank you.
He's happy you brought it up. So, and I hope everyone can register for the conference tomorrow. It starts early tomorrow morning. If you're listening in Europe, of course, it'll be in the afternoon, so you won't have to get up super early. I think it goes through Sunday as well. It actually starts tonight on Friday, and it goes
today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Yes.
Yes. And if you and your presentation, Mitchie, is at what time again? That's at
Sunday 21st, starting at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, and it's Canal A.
And mine's tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. I'll be talking in Canal A as well, or 10 a.m. Eastern time, or I believe that'll be 3 p.m. London time, or 4 p.m. in Germany. I'll be talking about time travel and how time travel and talking to angels. And I want to thank you both so much for coming on today. And I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. And I can't wait to talk to you all next Friday. Take care, everyone, and have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.